read the sentences aloud?
All the sentence. One advantage of attending Sunnybrook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can. I can take the bus to the New York City.
Okay, could you speak a little bit louder, please?
Okay. Yes, I can take the bus to the New York City.
Okay. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I say the price of the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners might find it hard to understand the difference between the cardinal and the ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples. When we talk about days and the orders of the things, we use the ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix usually after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
Right. You can speak a little bit louder because
okay.
Your volume is going down.
Okay.
Okay, I'll ask some questions. When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
You should use the ordinal numbers when we count something.
You may want to look at the passage again.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, repeat my question. When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
We should use the cardinal numbers.
Okay. And fourth is a cardinal number, right?
No, it's an ordinal number.
Okay. Can you adjust the microphone because the volume is getting louder?
Okay. New York City offers a wide variety of the activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Okay. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in Soho. You can watch the foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, Hollywood movies is not foreign movies.
Okay, then what can you watch in the West Village?
You can watch the foreign movies in the West Village.
Okay. Could you read the sentences aloud?
The Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from the 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line, the 30 feet above the street level. This park contributes for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue. I forgot.
Do you want to look at the passage?
Yeah, you asked the highlight part. Yes, the highlight part is above the street level.
Okay. And the highlight park is above 5th Avenue, right?
Yes, highlight part is above the... Oh, no, no. The highlight part is above the 11th Avenue. Yeah, there are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects to the Manhattan and the Brooklyn. And the Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It's located in the northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, it's the Metropolitan Museum.
Okay. And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it's in the northern Manhattan.
Could you read the sentences aloud?
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of the North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of the South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Okay. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of the North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located at the North America.
Could you read the sentences aloud?
In order to make a driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. And a dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, and while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another the other lane.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, a solid line, the car cannot cross it, cannot cross the solid line.
Okay, and two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use the yellow lines.
Right. Could you read the sentences aloud?
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in the urban areas. A white line is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. And the main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Okay. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is found more frequently in the rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, no. The non-agricultural jobs is the main income.
Main source of income?
Yeah.
Then what about agriculture?
Yeah, the agriculture is the main income source of the rural areas.
Okay.